I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the segment that I wait for Monday Morning Quarterback every week. Mike Preston freaking report card.
Yes.
Giving grades like my English teacher did.
Yes, indeed.
Quarterback Tyler Huntley. You said he was meh. It looks like his grade reflected.
I gave him a C+.
You know, he gave him a C+, Ed.
Of course. He had 17 of 22 for 186 yards. He had a quarterback rating of 116.9. I like what they did with him, with the draws and the outside and the plays there. But I know who he played. I know he played the Bears. All right. So with that said and being said, and my preface for whatever I want to do, because it's my report card, you got C+. There you go.
How does a man with a 116.9 passer rating get a C+?
Oh, that's the same way when they would ask me, like Lamar Jackson, he had a 147 point whatever quarterback rating. He was perfect. No, he wasn't.
Like, why don't you tell his ass to stop tagging gas stations at R Long and write his own damn report card?
I told him that all the time.
This one on the BW Parkway now north. I don't know how he did it.
You too. I thought Tupac got around. Look at this cat.
I'm coming home here. I said, like,
hey, Paul Long, how the hell do you,
color?
How does he have time to do all this with three freaking jobs?
I got them in different area codes. They do it for me.
Our long
running backs.
I gave them a C+ too. Derrick Henry.
Well, damn, Mike's gonna be tagging C+ all around town. Like, that's Preston. I know.
71 yards, 121 attempts. I like what they did with Keith Mitchell. They finally gave him the ball. He had some tosses and got outside. So they get a C+. Nothing spectacular. But I know who they play.
That's like, again, your English professor saying, I like what you did with this paper, the way you put things together. Here's a C+. You like it? That's what you get when you like it?
Yeah, I liked it, so you got the plus.
I know who they played. That's, I always keep it in mind. Like, they played the Bears. They're not a great football.
They just won four in a row, though, Mike. I'm on your side. So
offensive line, Mike.
See? They were okay. They rushed for 177 yards and 135 carries, but
5 yards a carry.
Yeah, but going into the game, Rob, the Bears were giving up 137 yards rushing a game,
and they had 177, so they did better.
Woo 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 woo!
They did better.
They had
average.
One of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. They gave up 137. You give up 137 yards a game rushing?
And last night, yesterday, they gave up 177.
You stink. All right?
Receivers.
They stuck. Receivers, see, you know, Zay Flowers, 7 catches, 63 yards. Andrews, 3 catches, 434 yards. They complimented the running game. All right? But it wasn't overwhelming where you got to say, oh, we got to shut them down. And. The Bears were without their two starting cornerbacks. That makes a difference.
See, and I thought, wasn't last segment pick your offensive and defensive MVP?
Yeah.
Mike must have heard MVC because he gave it to Zay Flowers, and now he's giving his ass a C.
No, I gave Zay Flowers. I told him he was good, but then the rest of them, that's how.
Defensive line.
I thought those guys played okay.
Did they get a C?
Of course.
Average-ass team.
96 yards rushing on 23 carries. I'll take that.
That's
CJ,
good.
CJ Coye, John Jenkins. Again, the Bears. See. Right.
Linebackers.
See. All right.
See?
Nothing great there. And I know everybody's, Roquan, he played great game, 12 tackles. Get out of here.
Secondary.
It's okay. Secondary, see, that's just who they played. And they can't get pressure. So you can have whoever you want back there. You're only going to turn in a halfway performance. And, Rob, let me remind you of this. How many times did you keep seeing guys get open across the middle again?
I did.
And you're just like,
I'm not arguing that's that great.
Man, that's,
I'm not debating that great. Okay, we could do this for you. Hey, guys, special teams. Let's say it together. See?
Hold on. I thought that one was getting an A. No, no, see?
See?
No way, man. I mean, rookie Tyler Loop, field goal was 42, 28, 32 yards. I was surprised they didn't go for that 157 yards.
I don't think they want to get his head. Yeah, I don't think they want to get in his head.
So he was 3 for 3 and got a C?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he was okay, but they gave up like 49 yards to Devin Duvernay on that return. Oh.
That's see,
he knows
but,
the turf.
But this is where he's right about. Like, we're all joking about the kicker, but it comes down to the returns and what you're giving up.
I have no debate over the secondary and special teams great. None.
Oh, you have debate over everything else?
Everything else I do, yeah. everything else.
All right. And,
coaching.
And coaching. See. You know, I was okay with Munkin's game plan. At least he took some opportunities to go deep, kind of spread things out. Ran Mitchell and some pitches and tosses. And then they did the gut running up front with Derrick Henry. So, but Zach Orr, I keep seeing the same thing over and over again. So to get a...
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Monday Morning Quarterback exclusive. This is not in the sun. How was the food yesterday, Mike? What do you give that?
Food. See.
Hey, Mike.
It was seafood.
I have a quick question. Do you speak any Spanish? Do you know the Spanish term for yes?
No. See.
What can't Ray Charles do?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Come on, man.
Same thing as Stevie Wonder.
We were talking about him on Friday, how Dr. Dre said he called me at 3 in the morning. Like, Stevie, do you know what to... Oh, never mind. You don't know what to
do. Oh, that's messed up, man.
Oh, my God.
410-583-1057 is the number. Speaking of Dr. Dre, what's the comedian that talks like Trump all the time?
Oh, that was Godfrey.
You see Godfrey and Dr. Dre in the studio?
No. Godfrey has so many good imitations that he does.
Godfrey does Trump. Yeah. NWA.
And all he did, Negroes with attitudes.
he's a Negro with an attitude, a good one.
So good, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this Monday, we call it Monday Morning Quarterback, and the Baltimore Ravens went 30-16 over the Chicago Bears yesterday. Folks, if you were happy about it, Mike Preston says, don't be happy because they were just the Bears.
Yeah, but see? I did say they needed a win, and they got one. Didn't we start from here? Because you got to win one game before you go on a streak. You just have to. And until they kept yapping about it and talking about it, you got to show up. And they showed up. So that's what counts.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I busted chops about it, but there was nothing extraordinary and fascinating about that win yesterday other than the results. You're right. I mean, I thought Tyler Huntley played within the system. I think his offensive coordinator finally did not get cute inside the red zone on the goal line. What did he do? He ran his Hall of Fame running back to do what he does better than more people than ever played this game. Only a few have done it better than him. That's get touchdowns. So I thought they were very complimentary of him in order to put him in positions to win.
I brought up, too, like talking about Munkin and some of the other things. There were a bunch of plays in that game where I was doing the no, yes, that it worked out. I still don't understand when the clock is your friend and you're up two scores, why you're throwing the ball on first down. And it's not a perfect science. You're not going to come in and run it every single time, but it feels like they do that so much. Am I off in that?
No. Clock management. In the first half, it was like 2:15 left in the first half, and the Ravens just let the clock run, and then and they ended up eliminating a timeout for themselves, and they wasted one. I'm like, guys, can't you get this right? Why can't they ever do this? They just do things backwards all the time.
Can I ask this question? Do you guys feel like they make the run? That we're talking week 16, week 17, week 18 with them in the playoff picture? You think they're back?
Yeah. 9-2. I said it. 9-2.
Yeah. I've said that before yesterday's win. I think looking at the schedule, looking at the injury report that they've had, jokes aside, they were decimated. And that should count for something. I mean, the team was absolutely decimated. I mean, we're going to point out the Bears' corners being out. The Ravens lost like 7 All-Pros from the start. 7. It's ridiculous. And now they're going to be back. Ricard's back. Lamar's going to be back. Ronnie looked good yesterday. Ronnie was leading. He was running,
leading
blocks. Oh, I
got scared when he got hurt. I was like, oh, what is it? Ronnie Stanley.
And I just think now, once they're healthy, it's such a very talented team. And the schedule gets soft at the end of the year.
It does. But the other thing with this is, they have to be, I don't question them winning games with the one caveat if they stay healthy or as healthy as you can the rest of the way. I agree with what Mike's talking about. I want to see if Kyle Hamilton's he's doing a lot of that monster back and staying up close near the line of scrimmage. They have him doing everything. Does that body hold up doing this role? Because the one thing that we're all going is, they're healthy. Lamar's back. Well, you got to stay healthy now.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.